Hi everybody, welcome to The Treasure Hunt, where I, Bas Wiegers, explore the hidden treasures in music from my personal perspective. So I'm a conductor. We generally get scores from composers. Scores are the script we work with. I like to see the musical score as a treasure map, with sometimes clear and sometimes a little bit confusing hints of where one could potentially find a treasure. We spend weeks, months with these treasure maps trying to find out how to read them. Now, sometimes I meet curious audience members who want to know what I find so fascinating about this or that piece and where to find for themselves the doors to enter in its world. These people are the ones I'm aiming for in this podcast. These are the ones I want to invite to join me in my own treasure hunt. You just heard a couple of bars of one of the greatest symphonies ever written by Mozart. I need Mozart and Ravel and Tchaikovsky and Bach in my life and all these other great dead composers. But one of the things I particularly enjoy is working with living composers. I love the directness of having them there, present, developing the piece together, often being the first one to discover it, to go treasure hunting in the score. I've done a lot of old music, so-called historically informed, but nothing beats having a living composer in the room to know you're on the right track. Here's a wonderful living composer, Mirela Ivicevic. So I'm starting this podcast alone, but hopefully soon I'll be chatting with colleagues, makers, composers, maybe audience about this process. My aim is to share how this treasure hunt works for me personally. What happens between that exciting moment when you receive a score at home, having it on the desk, bringing it to the rehearsal room, to the stage, to the audience, and in doing so, I hope to share some of my curiosity with you and maybe open some doors to the pieces I'm working on. This might be old or new music, known or unknown, classical, romantic, electronic, contemporary, as long as I get somehow excited about the hunt. Now, listen to this. That was a tiny bit of an amazing piece by Georg Friedrich Haas. I've done a lot of his works, and at this moment, his music is again on my desk. It's a brand new opera called Sycorax. Actually, I did most of the studying already in the past few months, and as I'm recording this, I'm in Bern, Switzerland, diving into the rehearsals with the cast. But we have a good 4 weeks ahead of us before the premiere, so no doubt, there's a lot to discover still. I have to start this podcast with a bit of a disclaimer, though. Very often, when I start studying a new score, I don't know how to start. I'm not sure what the piece is, how to look at it, what it means to the composer, to me, what it might become to you, the potential listener. So this podcast will be a search, not a ready-made roadmap. And of course, I'm very aware that the true beauty of music can only be found during a concert, not in a podcast by some guy talking about it. For this episode, I used music by Mirela Ivicevic, a live recording of a concert I did in Berlin with the Rundfunk Symphony Orchestra Berlin, of her piece Black Moon Lilith, and music by Georg Friedrich Haas, his piece In Vain, played by Klangforum Wien with Sylvain Cambrelin. Oh yes, and Mozart, of course, his 40th symphony, with my big hero Nikolaus Arnoncourt conducting Concentus Musicus. I hope to talk about him too at some point, and how he is such an inspiration to do lots of new music, actually. I'll put the full recordings in the show notes, once I figure out how that works. Thank you for listening to this prologue of The Treasure Hunt. I'm excited and a little bit worried about this initiative. Please follow this podcast on your favorite platform and stay tuned for the next episode. Until then, goodbye.